AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. The co-pilot of that German airliner had a doctor's note excusing him from work the day he smashed the airplane into a French mountainside. 150 people were killed. Investigators found the torn-up note in Andreas Lubitz's home in Germany. Our David Rising is there.
We have heard from a German aviation official that on his file at the country's Federal Aviation Office, there was a so-called SIC note, which meant that the suspect needed a specific regular medical examination. Now, such a note could refer to either a physical or a mental condition, but it was not clear which one that note would apply to.
Authorities say they found no suicide note nor any indication of a political or religious motivation for what Lubitz did. German news media are painting a picture of a man with a history of depression who may have been set off by a romantic breakup. Top Senate Democrat Harry Reid will not run for re-election. He says instead he's going to focus on winning the Democrats the Senate back. Our Jerry Bodlander's on Capitol Hill with this surprise.
Reid's been struggling to regain the sight in his right eye after an accident 3 months ago. He made the announcement in a YouTube video.
I have had time to ponder and to think. We've got to be more concerned about the country, the Senate, the state of Nevada, than us. And as a result of that, I'm not going to run for re-election.
Reid would have been a top GOP target next year. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
Maryland rolled out one of the most flawed health exchange websites in the nation a year and a half ago, and it crashed almost immediately. Now, a Health and Human Services audit says Maryland should pay back the $28 million federal dollars it got for that health care exchange because it wasn't allocated properly. The Dow is up 7 points. This is AP Radio News. Firefighters in Manhattan still at the site of an apparent gas explosion in Trendy East Village, trying to put out the last of the flames there. Two people are missing, 19 injured, four of them critically. Three five-story buildings collapsed yesterday. Ernest Cauchy watched as the first building began to fall.
The roof, the edges started to collapse little by little, and then we heard another boom, like. And I automatically thought maybe this is the roofs or the floors collapsing internally on top of one another.
At the moment, authorities are pointing a finger at some plumbing and gas work inside one of the buildings, and they say there was a gas explosion there. Philadelphia's transit system says it will not appeal a federal judge's order that it must accept ads that include a photograph of Adolf Hitler with a former Arab leader. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.